Well, as you make your way down the grocery store aisle, you've probably noticed the price of some items continuing to climb. Maybe they've leveled out some, but it can certainly put the hurt to your monthly budget. So what to do as we battle inflation? How about we talk to our good friend, Ashley Michiquet? She is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and a valued member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. She is also a parishioner at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Great to talk with you as we turn the corner now to autumn. Do you like the fall season?
You know, I love summer so much. It's a little hard to adjust because I know what's coming for the next 6 months or so.
Right. But you've got little ones. You kind of have to enjoy probably the whole excitement of getting out playing in the leaves when they do finally come down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me talk about inflation with you. And as I mentioned, you go through the grocery store aisles and you see the prices going up. Now, are you the shopper in your household or you kind of split the duties?
I do all the meal planning and grocery shopping, so I see the price increases firsthand.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, or our family is kind of the same way. My wife does the grocery shopping for the most part. I do a little bit, but I'm more of the yard and garden shopper. I take care of the outdoors, I guess, and she's on the indoors. But I don't think any item is not seeing a little bit of a price increase. What's your sense on inflation right now?
The August inflation numbers came back a little bit higher than what was expected because the Fed has been raising rates this year to combat inflation, and it's proven to be sticky. Now, it looks like it's maybe stopped getting worse and is at least stabilizing some, but it's difficult, you know, when prices every month keep going up, and a lot of when you look under the hood and what you see in the last inflation data is that, you know, a big driver of that is services are getting more expensive. Gas at least has come down some, and that's mm-hmm. been a relief, but other areas have adjusted, and so you look at rents, which are still going up, you look at other certain services, groceries, a lot of these items that are essential, you know, food, clothing, et cetera, it's still on the way up for most people, which is really hard when now we've been in this inflationary environment for quite a while now.
Yeah, it seems like it has been a while. And again, who knows when it turns the corner and starts to go down a little bit, but we're dealing with what we're dealing with. That's reality. And so as you look at it as a financial advisor, financial planner, you know, what can you tell your clients in regards to, okay, here's inflation, here's what we should do?
Yeah, I think the best thing that people can do is to be as proactive as possible. So a lot of people mistakenly believe that when inflation starts going down again, that prices were going to go back to what they were maybe a year or 2 years ago. And that's just simply not going to happen. So prices are likely to remain at least somewhat elevated. Maybe they'll come down some, but it's likely that a lot of these price increases are going to stick around. Now, it'll stop getting worse, but again, that doesn't mean that it's going to go back down to what it was a couple of years ago. So, you know, the $100 that you spend at the grocery store that doesn't spread out as far and buy as much, that's likely to stick around. So the best thing you can do is to start making those adjustments now. And a lot of people already have because they've had to. You know, gas is going up, groceries are more expensive, these essentials. But there's some troubling data where a lot of people, when you look at credit card spending, a lot more people are putting gas and groceries and some of these essentials on credit cards. And that's not a good sign because as rates go up, that spending on credit card and trying to pay those bills off, it's very expensive when the rates go up and those credit card bills get a lot more expensive. And so we want to adjust as much as possible and not spend on certain things, be a lot more mindful to try to stretch our dollar as far as we can do that.
You mentioned that about putting essential items like food on credit cards, and you're right, that is somewhat scary because I know a lot of people have worked hard to bring their credit card debt down. I know we've worked on that over the years to where you get it to a point where you hope, at least what we try to do is if we use a credit card, which we do, we try to pay it off that month or the next month. So we're not accruing interest on that. But if you're going to essential items, boy, that could be a slippery slope.
Right. And so knowing that inflation is likely going to stick around, it's not this, you know, it's not going to be over and done with in a couple months. And the credit card, putting it on, that is a recipe for a disaster. So we want to create as much breathing room in finances as possible. Keep debt to a minimum. Certainly not taking on new debt. Like, one of the things I've been talking about with clients too is trying to defer anything that's discretionary. You know, if you have a car, you're thinking about buying a new car, don't buy the new car if you don't need to. Mm-hmm. You know, patch the roof, don't pay for a new roof. So we want to preserve cash because of the unpredictable nature of inflation, and keep the ability to spend the money on essentials. Keep cash as a cushion, and then you're not in this very, very difficult financial situation where if you lose a job or something bad happens, now all of a sudden we're in a crisis. So we want to avoid that.
That's a great point. Speaking with Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and a valued member of our Mater Dei Radio leadership circles. One thing that we've always tried to do, and we haven't done it that successfully, well, I guess we've had different levels of success with it, and that is kind of like a deferred maintenance account, because you know that you're going to have things that happen to your home, like you mentioned the roof or whatever it is. If you can put money away every month to be able to pay for those things when they come up, is that kind of a good idea to look at?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Dave Ramsey has famously advocated for this for years, and I like his easy kind of rules of thumb. So you want to have emergency fund. $1,000 is a great place to start because that will cover most things that come up that are unexpected. But then beyond that, making sure that whatever your spending is, whatever your monthly household spending is, if you have 3 to 6 months of living expenses in the bank, in cash, I don't care if it's not earning any interest, that's not there to make money. It's there to protect you in an emergency. So if you lose a job, if you have a huge unexpected expense, if you do need to buy a new car, yeah, I'm actually, our family's in a situation where we have to buy a new car, mm-hmm. and the clock is ticking because we're going to have our fourth child and hopefully in January sometime. Oh. And our car just, we don't have, you know, one of the kids is going to have to sit on the roof if we don't get a new car. So, you know, we're in a situation we have to spend this money. But by paying cash, having the cash available to do that is important. But I would certainly not be buying a car right now if we didn't absolutely have to. So making sure that you're knowing the difference between want to have and need to have, and then making, you know, good, prudent decisions within that context. It's with the goal of preserving as much cash as possible. Because I do think, you know, not to sound the alarm bells, but I think things will get worse in the economy before they get better. Inflation is going to stick around for a while. The whole purpose of the Fed raising rates is to slow down this overheated economy, and that's mm-hmm. going to leave, you know, there's going to be, you're going to hear more about layoffs, unemployment's going to go up. So there will be a substantial amount of pain for certain people. And so we want to, again, protect ourselves as much as possible by having that cash cushion there.
Right. And I know you've talked about this before, and it's sometimes it's hard to do, but that's being disciplined with your monthly savings and how you spend your money.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes necessity is the mother of invention, and, you know, we kind of learn some of these habits sometimes because we have to. But the goal is to establish good, solid financial habits that will help you through both when times are good and you can be a little looser with your finances, mm-hmm. but then also when times are bad, sticking with that discipline, making sure that you have a healthy, comfortable amount in cash, that you don't have credit card debt. People who have credit card debt right now, what you don't see is that as the Fed raises rates, as interest rates go up, the interest rate on credit cards is like in lockstep with that. Mm. So maybe, you know, it's gone up, just like mortgage rates have gone up pretty substantially in a very short period of time. What you see with interest rates on credit cards is that for the vast majority of credit card is well over 20% that people are paying right now. And so, you know, it's very, very high, and it's very, very difficult to dig yourself out of that hole once you go down that path of accumulating credit card debt.
Ashley Michiquet, CEO, True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and a member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Ashley, always great to talk with you. Wonderful advice. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. Well, have a great day.